Welcome back, my friends, to the one and only worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Bringing you once again the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day.
You're in a good mood today.
I'm in a fantastic mood. No reason not to be in a great mood.
Why are you in such a good mood?
Because I'm alive, and I'm here with y'all, and I'm getting to talk about all types of different health topics every single day. Ironically, this is interesting. I went and saw a film yesterday.
Oh, what'd you see?
Called Mercy. Entire film is based on AI police state. And they actually, it's very interesting.
Is it a theater?
Yes, a theater. It was the same guy that did Jurassic Park with the Velociraptors.
Oh, so it should be really well done then.
It's well done. It's very strange. Not what I thought it was going to be. But it's in the very short future, like 2030. And California becomes so disruptive with crime and homelessness that they actually pass a bill. The state legislator passes a bill that they're going to have an AI court called the Mercy Court. And if you are charged with a capital crime like murder, you have an AI judge, and they have all this evidence that they bring in front of you, and you have to try to rebuttal it. The crazy part about the film that was so disturbing is that they tied in every single thing of your life, every video footage, every post, every internet search, every phone call, every text, every social media lookup, every CCTV camera, every camera inside your vehicle, every microphone on every camera in every vehicle everywhere, and they used it against you as evidence to build a case.
What happens if you have a right to remain silent?
Didn't exist with the new bill. You had to defend yourself, and you had 90 minutes to show that you were innocent, or you're executed.
So I'm sure they killed a lot of people.
They start killing people. It's interesting. So he's. I can tell the plot of story. You guys can watch it. It's weird, but it was very creepy because it made me start thinking why it's so important to maintain your privacy and not be giving your information out, and your facial recognition out, and your voice all the time, and all your information have some form of privacy. Because there's a reason why they're building these AI data centers everywhere.
I'm going to say one thing, and I don't know how to say it any more clearly than I'm about to say it, is that you need to have your credit frozen.
That's also a good one. Yeah. The hackers have gotten insane with that now.
Well, no, you need to have, you can go to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, and you can tell them that you want to have, they'll do it for free now, that you want to have a credit freeze. I don't know how to tell you this. It's like, the other day somebody told me, they said, well, Lufthansa, has a great card for mileage that you can use to get free airline tickets. And I said, well, the problem with most of these cards now, they want like 5 years of tax returns.
A lot of them want more detailed information on it. Yep.
And I said, the problem with all that is once you give them that information, it becomes public record.
Well, third party, I guess they can buy it. Yeah.
I bet they can.
Yeah, that's true.
And so all of a sudden now you're going to get a gazillion, things if you have good credit coming to you all of the time as far as
people want to invest.
No, they lose you. And so you don't want that. And then if anybody wants to hack into your credit, they can, and they can take out loans in your name or credit cards in your name, and they can run up bills in your name. And you think, well, I'll be able to get all that reversed. Yeah, you can get it reversed. It just takes years.
Well, that one show, I watched some of it the other day because it was on Paramount, that Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone. And he's got that one guy.
I mean, he looks great for 80.
He's a great shape. Yeah. I will give him credit, man. His training and his exercise still is top tier. But he's got this guy in there that basically has this like weed farm that he's working with, and he doesn't know, so the guy's a hacker. And he goes, pretty much anybody anywhere in the world, you give me enough time, I'll figure out how to hack in their online accounts and steal their crypto. He goes, all I start doing is I start going through every social media post, every digital footprint, everything, and I basically start having an AI build up possible scenarios for possible passwords.
Okay, I'm gonna warn somebody. Another warning. If you are on a dating app, I know this isn't Date Masters, this is Health Masters, I got that. But if you're on a dating app and someone asks you about your crypto holdings.
Or any financial,
what your bank account is, where you bank, anything, they're a scam. They're trying to get information from you.
1,000%.
And they're not real. They'll never video chat you unless you get an AI video chat.
Well, they could be a real person. But they're a hacker. They're a scammer. They're not who you think they are.
Well, they're a 25-year-old Afghan refugee.
Yeah, or in India.
Who's a dude. They're not a girl.
No.
What they're doing is they're trying to,
they're fishing.
And they say, well, I won't video chat with you until I get to know you. Well, no, they won't video chat with you until they can do a profile on you and scam you. I'm warning you about that. So be careful. Now, also, we got to cover this because we're not weird masters. We're health masters. This Epstein stuff has gotten out of hand now. And everything that I told you about years ago is exactly what I told you about years ago. And I was 100% right and did entire shows on it. So we're not going to go into a lot of detail about this. We're not doing this
I'm
today.
Covered on multiple shows right
no,
now.
No, we're not doing it. December 25th, 2025, Christmas Day. That's you'll remember it. Last Christmas, the show that I ran was, this is a hope of this message of hope and directions. Topics include cover, who are the real planetary rulers? Why won't Christians discuss these topics? This is a deep, deep, deep rabbit hole show. What are we capable of as Christians, having a blood covenant with the Most High God? How are the global rulers tied to an interdimensional matrix? Why child sacrifice? Are there species that we don't know about interdimensionally? How do these entities eat? Where does their sustenance come from? What are the names of these entities? Why are they poisoning the planet? Okay. And then I go in more detail. If you want to know about Epstein, listen to that show.
It's funny. I had a customer send me an email the other day. Good customer. And he goes, I can't believe you guys were right. He goes, Epstein not only was working with Mossad, Mossad was using a giant pedophile blackmail ring to blackmail Congress. And I said, yeah.
Like 10 years ago, we told you that.
I know. Thanks for the confirmation.
Well, no.
I've been saying this for a decade. I'm not being cocky. I'm telling you, we've known this. I got contacts that know all this stuff. Yeah, I told you guys this.
Okay. Here's the thing. And it's Henry Ford figured this out. Okay, everybody figures it out. If you open your eyes and you look and you're open-minded to what you're reading, which is so crazy that your normalcy bias won't even allow you to accept it 99.99% of the time, you say, not real, fake. You will find out that we are being run by ancient Canaanite religions, period. Just like it was in Genesis chapter 6. And this is a sex, death, sacrificial cult that runs the planet. And now it's been coming out. So if you don't want to believe what we said, you got 3.5 million pages.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 600 cases of paper.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. That was 600 times 5,000. Yeah.
I think it was 50 cases on a pallet.
Yeah. This is 600.
Yeah.
That's how much evidence they have. So if you don't want to believe anything we've said now, why don't you chop down through some of that stuff? And then but I'm telling you, this is some dark, dark stuff. And be careful with your spirit. When I told you the show to 1225 to watch of last year, I build you back up again with the blood of Jesus. And I tell you the power that we have and the authority we have and what we can do about it. But the majority of people don't want to know any of this stuff because they're trying to pay their bills. They're just trying to pay the utility bill and pay the extra. They're wondering why they're paying $8 a dozen for eggs still. They have no idea why they're in the middle of this mess until you understand who runs the planet. I remember when I was with Coach Dobemeyer in D.C. about 10 years ago, I remember we were walking around the halls of Congress. We were both doing a seminar. They were speaking together. And I said, is anybody here not gay? You remember that, Austin? You weren't with us, but I came back and told you. I told you about it on the show. And Dobemeyer says, I don't know. I said, they all look gay to me. I said, they all look gay to me, too. We're talking all the pages, all the aides, everybody up there. And so this is some weird stuff. Look at Barney Frank. He was running a gay pedophile ring out of his doggone apartment up there. All the crazy stuff. He was in a call boy ring. And all the stuff goes on and on and on and on. And then why in the world, and I told you this 100 times, why did Epstein have a temple on his island?
Well,
this to them, this is a religion.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to move on. I've got a lot of health stuff to cover today. I've tried to warn you guys. I've told you this from all the guys I know in law enforcement and everything. These children are used as commodities.
That's right. They're bought and sold.
So what can you do about it? I can't actively do something right now as far as going on a sting operation. I've supported a lot of groups over the years, many of groups that get involved in this. They've had the one big group that basically did Sound of Freedom and other groups you can look at. But then one of the biggest things you can also do that everybody for some odd reason seems to overlook this. Everybody will say, what can we do with this group and this group? You can support them. You can donate some money if you want to. You can get involved. But you know what you can also do? Protect your children. Bingo, newsflash, 100%, ding, ding, winner, nail on the head, get the big flag, get the teddy bear, you won. Protect your children, protect their friends, protect the kids when you have them out and about. This isn't an isolated incident. They have to do this on a regular basis. Stay trained and vigilant when you take your kids out. Watch them. Don't have your head shoved so far up your phone you can't even see the sunlight because you're too busy trying to find out who the next feed was posted on Facebook while children are at the park or they're running around. Stay focused on them. Spend time with them. Enjoy them. Yesterday, I got to spend the entire day with my three kids. I had a whole day with Dad. We went to two different parks, went and got lunch, went and got ice cream, ran around, had a blast of a day. And even with three kids, I'm with them the entire time as far as monitoring them the entire time. I don't slack off. I don't screw off. I focus on them. Learn how to be defensive as well, whether you want to learn jiu-jitsu or hand-to-hand or train. All next weekend, I'm going to be gone at Ranger Ranch with my contractor buddies, the Marsaw guys. Stay operational. If you want to know what to do, that's how you do it. Protect them. Get the word out. Encourage other families to do the same. Stay healthy. It's really hard to stay focused on your kids. It's really hard to stay focused on the positive things in life if you feel so crappy you can barely get out of bed every day. That's a fact. I did an entire detox show 2 weeks ago on Monday. You guys can watch it. I got a ton of positive feedback on it, and I talked about it as far as the analogy. If you've got a car that's been sitting for 10 years, and the tank's still full of fuel, and the fuel's gone bad, and it's full of ethanol, and it's gelled up, then you pour a little bit of 93-octane at the top. It's full. It's full of garbage fuel. You pour a little bit of good gas on top, it's not going to make one bit of difference to that motor you try to turn it over. Still not going to run right. You got to drain the tank. You got to clear it out. It means your body. You got to flush the toxins, clear them out of your body, clear them out of your brain, get your receptors fresh, clear out your colon, and basically rebuild it with proper nutrients. That's what you have to do. And that's where the ultimate multiple, I tell everybody, this is the base. This is your block. This is your mortar. This is your footer. This is what you start with as a base to stay on, and it will absolutely build you back up in the right direction, especially if you're taking the right subs and eating the right food. And so these are the things I want to encourage people to do. Stuff you can do today to make your life better, sharper, stronger, faster, more positive, and stay away from some of this negative stuff. Acknowledge it. Know it's there. Be very aware of it. Be very understanding that this dark world is operational around us at all times, and do everything you can to protect your family, your children. But don't get sucked into it so far that you don't know anything else that's going on, because all you're busy doing is reading this dark, dark stuff on the internet all day. Just being clear on that. That's why I'm not going into detail on the show. I've already talked about it for years.
I'm going to cover this article by Paul Craig Roberts real quickly. And I'm going to say one thing before we get started on the article. If your church is promoting Zionism,
there you go.
You better step away. Israel's not a religious state. It's a satanic state. Now, whether you believe that or not, that make one bit of difference to me. You know, it's the number one homosexual destination in the world. And, you know,
this is what I've tried to clarify, because I've had people have argued with me so many times. There is an enormous difference between the Old Testament Israelites, or even the current ones that still follow the Torah, and the current state of Israel that follows the Talmud and is absolutely bent on trying to ruin anybody that's Goyim or not Israelis. They believe they're animals. They reference Goyim numerous times in these emails.
Hundreds of times.
I've been talking about all the time. They're Goyim. Let the Goyim handle it. They think everybody's cattle except them.
In the emails, it talks about this. And now, let me tell you what happened yesterday. And I had a friend call me up. Yeah. He didn't call me. He texted me. And he sent me a text of a show that basically this guy is supposed to be on point. Well, I listened to part of the show, and it's just filthy language, the whole thing. I mean, every other sentence is just filthy language.
Good language doesn't offend anyone.
And I told him, I said, I'm not going to listen to him. I don't want to listen to him. And he goes, well, you don't seem to understand. I said, well, yeah, I do understand. I don't want to listen to it. Now, here's why. Just a little bit of, you know, self-reflection, okay? I was raised in a bar. Language was awful, okay? I started picking up that language as a child. When I got saved in my early 20s, I decided I wasn't going to talk like that because, like Austin just said, good language doesn't offend anybody. I don't want to be around it. If somebody has something important to say, let them say it without filthy communication. The Bible mentions this repeatedly. Now, here's why. If you say, well, you're trying to tell me you got virgin ears and that you can't hear something that ain't right. No, I didn't say that. Okay? I'm saying I don't want to start talking like that again. And I don't want to slip on this show. Every once in a while, I say something bad. Anyhow, I got to repent or have to bleep it out like what sometimes we do. But the point is, we got no halo.
There's no halo. I'm not good at it either.
I just don't like being around it. You know, if people want to talk filthy jokes and coarse communication, like the Bible says, it says don't get around them. I don't get around them. I stay away from it. And then he started telling me how he's been going to this pastor over there in another town of ours, which I won't even mention the town, who's a great speaker. And you know this guy too. And he goes, and I said, I won't listen to him because he's a Zionist. Now you know exactly who I'm talking about. Hardcore. His church is growing like crazy. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, don't care. If he misses a fundamental point like this, that's so obvious now with these Epstein files, then anything else that he says or wants to say about anything to me is in question.
Well, how can salt water and fresh water flow from the same venue?
That's my question. And then he hit me with, you're just like my dad. You baby boomers are all alike.
You're a boomer now.
And I looked and I said to him, I said, you know what? That's enough. I said, you've insulted me several times over the years. I'm now blocking you. We're done. And you think, well, did you really do that? Yeah, I did. Because the thing about it is that, when a person doesn't want to hear the truth, or when they want to argue with you because they believe something that's not right and they want to make your midlife miserable and say things and try to insult you, there's no point. Now, mind you, this wasn't the first time he insulted me. And I put up with the other times. And, because I didn't agree with something that he had said. But you have to realize, people are out there that have all kinds of mental issues, health issues, personality issues, relationship issues. And you have to ask yourself a question. Do I really want to associate with them? Now, a lot of times somebody will bring something good to the table 90% of the time, and 10% of the time you got to deal with stuff. That's no big deal. It really isn't. But you can't deal with stuff that people are always constantly doing this. And when someone is a Zionist, hardcore pusher of Israeli politics, Israel ruling the planet, at that point in time, I've got to question every single thing they say, and I got to call it into narrative. I got to say no more.
Clarify this. The entire basis of Zionism, what they're promoting and what Netanyahu's been promoting over the years now, is directly, diametrically opposed to the word of Jesus.
Amen. It is. Yeah.
Period. They've said that there is no issue. I didn't even tell you this the other day. So me and Dexter had to drop one of the trucks off, one of my buddies. And he gets a cold text from a Jewish group. I kid you not. This is not a joke. This group is basically the Jewish moderation for something. They said,
Dexter gets it.
Dexter gets a text. We're in the truck. He goes, look at this. This is funny, Austin. I said, how'd you get this? I don't know. They just randomly picked my number. They said, do you have time to talk about basically the Jewish state and the support and all the stuff that the Jewish state needs? And Dexter said, absolutely. Let's talk. And so they started, they gave this entire paragraph of all this rhetoric on how we need to be more supportive of everything Israel's doing and how they defend themselves against the Palestinians, how the Palestinians have attacked them. And I said, okay, ask the rebuttal. How does Israel justify 71,000 confirmed civilian deaths in the wake of the Palestinian, genocide? And they respond back and they says, does Israel not have the right to defend itself against Hamas? The only reason this has happened is because Hamas has continually used Palestinians as human shields. Does Israel not have the right to defend itself? And I said, all right, please give me five confirmed confirmations of Hamas directly using Palestinian civilians as human shields. Nah, nothing. Started giving me all this rebuttal back on why in the world everybody needs to support him. And so Dexter kept trolling for a little bit, and they finally stopped responding.
Well, yeah. I'm going to read you this. I'm going to read you this thing in entirety. And then we're going to go to health stuff and become health masters again. We have a little cloak we put on, But here's health masters. Latest world news and health research. It seems that we have finally have the Epstein files, or at least some millions of pages of them. There are, however, complaints that they've been redacted and that Trump and Bondi are responsible in order to protect Trump. However, I would be surprised if there were not laws requiring redaction. Now, this is good. I hadn't thought about this. For example, security agencies such as the CIA and FBI would require protections for agents in covert or undercover operations to shield their lives from retribution, and no one would not want to accuse a person of a crime prior to charges against the person being filed. No doubt there are other reasons for redaction, but certainly some of it's due to bureaucratic behavior. My concern is not with the redaction. My concern is that red herrings are being pulled across the trail to deflect an inquiry into whether the Epstein saga compromises an Israeli blackmail operation. It's Paul Craig Roberts writing this. The latest red herring is that Epstein was a Russian spy, which we know, and they claim that Epstein was peddling sex with underage youth appeals to the convinced of the depravity of the elites and serves to cover up the Mossad blackmail operation, if indeed that was Epstein's real business, which it was. Added to all the stories of the babies being... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to go into this. Okay. And it says, in place of a blackmail operation, we have Satanism. This is Paul Craig Roberts writing. He's not even religious. Nothing could better serve Israel's purpose. False narratives are always used to deflect attention from uncovering the true story. James Angleton explained to me how it works. Where did Epstein's fortune come from? Who gave it to him? If he was marketing underage sex, why did he concentrate on influential Americans in a position to affect U.S. policy towards Israel? These obvious questions have received scant attention. Bill Clinton's history makes it clear that he did not need Epstein to find sexual partners.
That's true.
Neither one would think would a British prince need Epstein helps. Bill Gates is also known to have a mistress, who now he apparently gave an STD to his wife. Wanted to have drugs for that. You see it in the file. Celebrities need no help in accumulating women, considering the underage groupies that pursue rock bands. It's not redaction that keeps us from ever knowing the real Epstein story. It's Israel's power to control the narrative that will keep us from the truth. Just like they did with the USS Liberty in 1967 when they were attacked by Israel. We have been basically hoodwinked because of the Scofield Reference Bible. I've covered this in detail. I'm not going there today. And the believing whatever they do is based upon what their need to do, like you just said, you know, support themselves and basically defend themselves. The problem is it's not that. And you said 71,000 confirmed deaths. It's estimated to be over 200,000 now.
Oh, yeah.
Gaza has been razed. It's gone. It's rubble.
Look at the videos. I show it on the show all the time. It doesn't exist.
It's rubble. Now they're building a giant condominium complex there.
Yeah, yeah.
And because these guys who breathe the free air, they want to have as much. These people are, listen to me for a second. These people dot every I and cross every T financially. I mean, they're so greedy, it's beyond belief. It's the love of money which is the root of evil. I have a friend of mine who basically works at a car dealership in Lakeland, and they were taken over by the boys who breathe free air. And he told me every bolt, every washer, even if it's 10 cents, has to have a 20% margin on it. They have to have a penny, 2 pennies, 3 pennies, and they send one of their people in every single month to go through all of the books.
Down to the washer. I was standing there talking to him, and I said, and I reiterated, but I said, down to the bolt washer. He goes, down to the bolt. He goes, if it's a 25-cent bolt, it's got to get marked up. And I said, oh, my gosh.
Okay. That's the level of greed, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. I cover this in Angel Wars. That's why Lucifer fell. Here's the problem. If these guys are performing human sacrifice and they have a temple on Epstein's Island, that's because they're getting a return on their investment. Yo, did you just get that? In other words, they're not doing anything for free.
They never do anything for free.
And they work with these entities on the other side of the veil who give them power and authority and all kinds of things on this planet. And they have done this since the ancient Canaanite times with the sex, death, cult rituals that they did back then, which they continue to do now. It comes all the way back from there, in which they sacrificed.
They learned it in Egypt. That's the primary basis.
And before Egypt, the Canaanite religion. We're talking after the flood. And so this is the same group through Lucifer that we cover in Angel Wars that has run this planet now for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So if you don't believe there's a real God, the Most High God, and if you don't believe in Jesus, they believe in him. And when you talk about Jesus Christ to these people, they recoil. They flip out. They don't know what to do. Because they know that if he shows up, the poop hits the fan. And they hit the fan. And they go back down to hell. They're scared out of their mind about Jesus. And what we've done in the Christian churches, we've taken all of this horrible stuff that's been done for thousands and thousands of years that the Old Testament talks about in detail with sacrificial networks. And we've glazed over it. And we say, give me money and you'll be blessed. Now, if I'm wrong, you guys shout me down. So we've got a whole group of these guys now that are these faith teachers and promises. I believe in faith. I believe in whether but you know, without faith, it's impossible to believe. I got it. But it's all about the money, and how many mansions can I own? How many jets can I have? I know these guys personally, a bunch of them. That's why I don't support them. Now, there are some people out there that are doing the faith stuff that aren't like that, but the majority of them are just like that. I know pastors. In fact, the one I talked about earlier in the service, I watched him take 5 offerings in one service. Yeah. Austin was there. He knows. He saw it too. Yeah. 5 offerings.
Five.
So, I mean, so this is what's going on here. So what they do, they glaze over it, and they promote Israel, and they promote all of this stuff, and suddenly get all this airtime, all this free time, all this TV time, all this other kind of stuff. And you're going, well, how come they get all this stuff? Well, because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're pushing the narrative for this group of Canaanite, Satan, satanic gods is what they are. And you sit there and you go, this is nuts. But that, and then again, it goes right back. Man, people write anything. It's crazy stuff. And I'm like, you're just not looking at it. You don't want to see it because of normalcy bias. And I got that. I mean, I read some of the stuff this morning, and I got really negged out. I thought to myself, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to talk about it. That's why I referred you back to Genesis, my Genesis, and I also referred you back to December 25th of last year. Listen to that show. You want to know what's going on? Listen to that show. That show is probably, what, 7-8 years old now. That show, we tell you everything. And this is way before Epstein Files got released. I tell you exactly who's running the planet and why they do it. So this is what you need to understand. We have hope through Jesus Christ, who's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. When Jesus was crucified, he said it was finished. The entire earth starts shaking and earthquakes everywhere. The whole planet starts coming apart. If God the Father, in my opinion, did not step in at that point, the entire planet would have come apart like an asteroid field. He stopped it because through Christ, all things are held together. It says that in the Word. And that's why they're terrified of the Most High God. But they've got rules of engagement. We talk about this in Angel Wars. And they have broken the rules of engagement again. So it's a crazy world we live in. And it's a dark, deep, dark world. But we have Jesus, who is the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. And on Calvary, this war was won. Now, the battles and the skirmishes still go on because Christians don't want to see the truth. If we stood in aggregate about what's going on in our political theater and we said, no, we're not doing this. No, we're going to put prayer back in schools. We're going to talk about Jesus. If you don't like it, get the heck out of our country and get these communists back out. It would change everything. The problem is that they brought all of these people into our country now, Austin. They did it on purpose because they don't want white nationalists who are Christians who are basically willing to do and die for what Christ told us to do to come back into power like they did in Germany in 33. Now, you can yell at me and you can scream at me all you want to do, but I'm telling you, that's what they don't want. They've got to destroy the fabric of the society, and they've got to bring in Cloward and Piven, and they've got to come and bring in social welfare programs so everybody is dependent on the state. So when the state does anything, they have to be supported, no matter what they do or what they say. You see that with the Trumpers. And I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. No matter what Donald Trump does, no matter what Donald Trump says, everybody's an apologist. It's okay, but he's playing 4,000-dimensional chess. Yeah, okay, whatever. No, it's not true. Notice everything's the same as it was under Biden, except for we're not going to get as many people across the border. They finally realized they were getting too many people in here for us. But the same thing, we're still going to wars. We're still supporting Israel. We're still doing everything. It doesn't change under whether it was Biden, Obama, Biden, Trump, Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, all the same. The only time it was changed was with John F. Kennedy, probably the greatest president we've ever had. And they killed him on national TV just to show everybody they were still in charge. Just thought I'd mention all this stuff because they're in cahoots with these entities. And now they're even talking about them as far as from aliens standpoint, right? So we got to realize that. So it's like Austin said earlier, what can you do? Number one, protect your children.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Watch that movie, Sound of Freedom. They pick kids and they don't watch your kids. If I take the kids out, that I was blessed to have your children over here on Friday night. We got to watch TV. We got to have a fire. They got to eat organic marshmallows with no pork bone marrow. You know, we got to make organic biscuits for them, all of this kind of stuff. And I had the 2-year-old over for the first time.
Stetson. Man, the first time. It was first time on your own.
First time on my own.
Yeah.
And it was a wild ride. When that boy was wide open, man. And a 100 kid will put him in the playpen.
Oh, did
he? Oh, he was mad. I walked in there. They were in the TV room, and they were watching some Marvel movie. And he's in the TV room, and he's screaming, trying to climb out of the playpen.
Oh, yeah.
And I just picked him up and put him in my lap. That lasted like 3 seconds. And then I had to shut the door. But I watched him. I thought, this kid's on point, man. He is wide awake.
He's got one speed. That's wide.
But I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun. I thought to myself, gosh, this is great. And the thing about it is, protect him. When I take him for a walk, I'm loaded up, boy. I'm carrying multiple magazines.
Oh, gosh.
They're not going more than 20 feet away from me. We're around a lake. Yossa knows. I am on point. I am so funny with kids. Be careful with your children and be careful who you let them spend the night with.
It's very true.
Don't let them start breaking out Ouija boards, all kinds of crazy satanic stuff, and getting them involved in all this stuff. There's some really sick people out there.
Well,
and you don't want to around your kids.
The biggest thing is know the parents that they're staying with. You need to be friends with them. You need to know what they're about. You need to make sure you're on the same page with them on a lot of topics.
But the problem is not the parents they're staying with. The parents they're staying with bring other kids over, including
their kids. That can happen too. But most of the time, if you know all the parents that are involved as far as where the kids are sleeping. Now, that's the biggest thing. You start going to 10 or 12. 12-person sleepover at a young age. There's no
dancers. No,
not when they're young. I mean, if they're going to camp or some at some point, they gotta.
Yeah, but look at all these kids. They're 10, 12, 13 years old, 5, 6, 7, 8 year old. They go to a Boy Scout camp with a church or some other camp like that.
That's true.
And they have some pedophile who's in the church who basically now is attaching themselves to these boys.
Yeah, and the sad part about it is, and I can't even rebuttal this, for some sick odd reason, I don't know if sometimes some Christians are so gullible, why in the world we still have so many of these pedos in a lot of the church groups. Catholics, Christians, Baptists. I mean, I've seen it all. And it bothers me to no end because it really, really hurts the body of Christ when you allow some of these people in here, because some of these churches want to go, well, we don't want to be discriminatory against them. We know they've had issues with, you know, gay stuff in the past, but it's okay. We're going to let them be the youth leader now. He's 35 years old. He's never been married, and now he's going to be the youth leader of the church. Probably not the best look.
He's going to be in a tent with a little boy.
You show the sermon if you're in the church and you're hiring people or you're getting people involved. Because quite frankly, I've seen some of the dumbest stuff before because Christians go, that would never happen. It won't happen here. Oh, it happens here. It happens there.
You know, I need to write a book. What I learned from the bar.
That needs to be applicable in the church setting.
I was raised in a bar. German beer tavern. I was raised in it. I saw stuff that I probably should never have seen, but I learned it. At a really young age. And the other day, I had a friend of mine say, well, why are you so opposed to gays? I said, I'm not opposed to gays. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, he goes, why do you feel like you do about them? Why do I want nothing to do with them? Because I was raised around them. I dealt with 5 specific ones that I could give you names for. I've talked about some of them on the show before. And I said, I never found anything good from any of them. They're always unstable, always. And I said, I don't want to be part of that. Well, I said, stop. I vote Sodom and Gomorrah like God did. I said, that's how I see it. If God did Sodom and Gomorrah, obviously there was a reason he did that. And that's just how I feel about it. And, of course, the guy got really mad at me. I said, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I said, if you want to hang out with those types of people, that's your choice. But it's not my choice. And I said, and whatever their sexual preference is, it's not my problem. It's their problem. It's whatever they want to do. I said, do I agree with it? No, but I don't agree with a lot of things that people do. But everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
A lot of people don't take vitamins.
That's the part that I get so heavily on sometimes. Is everybody wants to have this, well, I have a right to do this and a right to do that. And you said, I have a right to disagree as well. I don't agree with them on the topic. I agree with them. Well, you can't say that. I just did. What are you going to do about it? You say what you want. You have your opinion. You get to float it around. You get to brag about it. I have my opinion. Why is it that it's rules for thee and not for me? You get to do what you want. I can't say what I want. And that's the concept that they've been trying to push, the ideology, on the base general American population, especially a lot of the white Americans. You can't say anything about anybody at any point in time now, or else you're the racist, or you're anti-Semitic, or you're a Nazi, or a grandma killer. But hey, everybody else can say anything they want about you at all points of time, especially Christianity.
Especially if you're Christian.
Yeah, it's okay. Fair game. Well, you talk about Muslims. Oh my gosh, you talk about the Jews. Whoa, you're canceled. What does that mean, canceled? By public perception? You're going to ruin my public perception? Newsflash, don't really care. I'm here, I'm me, I'm telling you the truth. If you don't like the truth, that's okay. That's your opinion. You don't have to agree with the truth, but I'm going to talk about the truth. And quite frankly, had a pretty good batting average the last decade.
Well, you know, I used to use this analogy, and I've heard you use it before. If you have 3 million pages, and you still don't want to believe it, it's like that kid that time that I sent him 300 articles.
Yeah.
300 articles.
Study, clinical trials.
On vaccines.
Yep.
Okay. And he goes, you have
adverse
more
events.
And he never bothered to even read the first 300. So, you know, it's like this. You walk out to a 10-story building. It's a beautiful sunny day. And you go, today, I'm identifying as Superman.
Law of gravity doesn't even apply to me.
Law of gravity didn't apply to me today. Watch me. I'm going to tie a towel around my neck. I got a cape. It'll be used to soak up your blood, by the way. And you take a dive head first, then you swan dive off. Okay. You're going to have a real. Well, the exhilarating experience for about a minute, it's about a second.
Yeah.
And then you're going to realize that you have made a mistake.
The law applied to you.
Oh, unless some big net shows up or somebody throws a rope around you and grabs you or something happens, you won't be here in about 4 seconds. You're going to be gone. You'll be done. You're either going to heaven, you're going to hell, but you ain't staying here. And the problem is that when you sit there and you do that over and over and over again and say, it doesn't apply to me. I'll do what I want to do. I could eat trash all day long, eat pork, sleep, you know, 2 hours a night, take coke, take drugs, stay drunk, and nothing would affect me. When are you going to tie the cape around your neck and say, I'm Superman? It's all going to affect you. You're going to age really, 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 really fast. And suddenly, you're 30 years old. You're like you're 60. And your body's going to feel like it's 90, and then you die in your 30s or your 40s. It happens with Hollywood stars all the time.
Oh, yeah. You see them, they're in their 40s, heart attack.
Macaulay Culkin. You talk about aging. My gosh. Yeah. I feel
he's
sorry.
Cleaned up now, though.
Oh, I know he is. But he is. Now. He has aged himself.
But my God, you know what that kid saw behind the scenes.
Oh, my gosh.
They brought him in such a young age. I mean, I'm not even going to bring up some of the stuff I've heard of him when he was younger, but those young kid movie stars, gosh, if you ever... Watch kids, man.
And that's why so many
have people try to bring your kids into that.
Have you ever looked at Britney Spears? She's got that crazy look in her eyes.
Oh
my gosh. I mean, I've seen that before when somebody's gone really mental. And the problem with it is that when they get exposed to all of this stuff over and over and over again, it fractures their personality and it shatters them. And they don't know what to do anymore.
Wait, and this is why, tying back into health topic now, as far as sleep and food and all these different things that affect your health, that affect your aging, that affect your mental status on here. There's another article that came out now, and it says how junk food leads to junk sleep. They're showing now with research that eating junk food and ultra-processed foods massively inhibits your sleep, your melatonin production, your restfulness, and basically when you wake up in the morning. It says here in a study found that people with higher intake of ultra-processed food had 53% higher risk of experiencing insomnia than those who ate fewer UPFs or ultra-processed foods. They said several biological mechanisms explain the connection. Melatonin, the hormone that regulates your sleep-wake cycle, is made from serotonin, which in turn is synthesized from amino acid tryptophan. Processed foods often have zero protein that's actually digestible, almost no tryptophan, which can interfere with the body's ability to make sleep-regulating hormones. By contrast, dietary patterns rich in nutrients and fiber are associated with lower likelihood of insomnia. Most ultra-processed foods are stripped of all nutrients, magnesium, B vitamins, zinc, tryptophan, omega-3s, antioxidants. They don't exist. Ultra-processed foods have no nutrients in them. They will keep you alive just long enough to function.
Because of calories.
And it says, Seattle-based registered dietitian said the absence of key nutrients in UPF directly impairs sleep. Omega-3 fats, that helps regulate circadian rhythm.
You can't produce melatonin, bud.
No. Fiber stabilizes blood sugar. Tryptophan needs to produce serotonin and melatonin. Calcium assists in converting tryptophan to melatonin.
But you get enough calcium from cheese and eggs.
I was about to say,
careful with that.
They're not even talking about this. This is a natural food. No. It actually has real
tons of calcium all the time.
Magnesium promotes relaxation and melatonin.
Don't get that one in your food. You need to take that one.
B6, also add that one. It supports serotonin and melatonin synthesis. And it says, essentially, these foods, they have huge nutrient gaps. And then you have the excess added sugar, along with basically shortened sleep duration, poor sleep quality, high glycemic foods with bread, sugary cereals, pastry, candies, which has rapid blood sugar spikes, followed by crashes that trigger stress hormones like cortisol that increase anxiety and racing heart. This basically causes more issues with insomnia. Can ultra-processed food triggered insomnia be reversed? Absolutely. If you suspect that ultra-processed foods are interfering with sleep, the good news is dietary changes can make a real difference.
Yesterday I was at Publix. Okay, the world's most expensive grocery store, but has really good service.
They have great service.
They do, okay? And I ended up being in line, and also I'm talking to two ladies that were at the pharmacy, and they said that basically they were both had serious health problems. Both of them had gastric bypass. You would be surprised. There's millions of people now who've had that done. And both of them had all these problems. And this one girl was spending $200 on medication for asthma. Now, asthma is almost always controllable through vitamin B6. I'm making no diagnosis here.
It's usually a nutrient deficiency.
It's usually a nutrient deficiency. And I told her, I said, well, you know, and I told her who I was, and then she Googled me, of course, and then they go to Health Masters, and I said, get the B6, get the multiple vitamin powder. Remember last year, I met this lady who had bypass surgery, had actually three quarters of her stomach cut out, and she was sick as a dog. She lost 130 pounds, but she was sick, hair falling out, all of it, all the time, eating junk food still eating the same junk she was eating before she had the surgery, but she lost the weight, but now she was gaining the weight back, and now all of a sudden she was having all types of health conditions because of the nutrient deficiencies. Now, here's why I brought that up. She took the multiple vitamins. She said within 20 minutes she felt different. different.
Yep.
That's because of the methylated B vitamins. And here's what it says. Cook at home, pack snacks. Go back up to the other top of here where it starts, where it gives you a list of this right here. Okay. Omega-3 fats. You can't have proper brain and circadian rhythm without omega-3
fats. Hormone production.
And hormone. Blood sugar. You can't have high blood sugar if your blood, you can't sleep if your blood sugar's going up and down all night. Tryptophan. You got to have it to produce melatonin. Calcium. You get it in your food. Magnesium promotes relaxation and melatonin production. Without magnesium, you can't produce melatonin. Think about that. Magnesium is used in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. Magnesium promotes relaxation and melatonin production. And vitamin B6 supports melatonin and synthesis and serotonin synthesis. And it also supports healthy lungs.
Yes.
Period. The lady was spending $200 for an inhaler a month. And I told her, I said, you might want to try some B6. It helps a lot to maintain healthy lungs. And she goes, well, why don't I know this stuff? And I said, because the doctors don't know this stuff.
No, because it doesn't make them money.
Well, remember, and she was getting a discount on this inhaler. And I looked at the pharmacist, and I started laughing. And I said, because I was getting some eye drops. And if you wonder what I was doing there. And it was funny about that is I ended up, I told the pharmacist, I said, you know, the problem is with these products is the ones that keep you alive are the ones that are the most expensive. They're not the most expensive ones to make. They just keep you alive.
They charge the most.
Because that's an inelastic demand curve. And I didn't tell her that, but I'm telling you guys that now. In other words, if I say to you, if you don't take this purple stick every day, you're going to have these bad things happen to you. All of a sudden you go, well, it doesn't matter what it costs. I'm going to buy the purple sticks. If you tell somebody that they've got diabetes and they got to have insulin, they're going to die.
Yeah.
They're going to buy the insulin. I don't care if it's $5 a vial, $10 a vial, or $100 or $500 a vial. They're going to buy it. They're going to have to buy it. They're going to change their entire lifestyle around to buy it. And what they do now, they give you these discount cards.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be $500 for this vial of insulin. I'm being facetious now. But because you have this discount card, we're only going to charge you $125. No, it costs 30 cents to make.
Yeah.
And now you go, oh, I'm getting such a good deal. I'm only paying $125 with this good card, with this, you know, this discount card.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're not getting a good deal. It should be like $7.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you got adult onset diabetes, maybe, you know, the Journal of the Indian Association of Pediatrics or whatever it was over in India, they said if you start taking turmeric, you can basically stop adult onset diabetes before you ever get it. Now, that's what they said. I didn't say that. And so all of these things are like out there for you, but people don't listen to it. So the problem is this, is once you get to that sickness disease phase, these same boys that breathe the free air, that dot every I, cross every T, they do what's called a break-even analysis on the flow charts. And they actually T-chart you. They actually put benefits, the side effects here, and they do a break-even analysis, and they find out exactly what they have to produce and how much they have to make in order to produce a product to make a profit. And then they can move above or below that. They taught us how to do that, by the way, in the MBA program. I know how to do that. So does Austin. And the problem with that is you raise the price until demand drops off, until you maximize profit. They show you how to do it. And then if you really have other people who really can't afford the product, they give you a discount card.
Yep. Because they still got to keep the
machine. Because now you have what's called incremental income. In other words, we got another $100 million that we made last month from the incremental income from all these people that were basically in poverty.
Yeah.
But we got the last little bit of their money.
Yep.
And they go in the back room and they laugh hysterically as they light cigars with $1,000 bills.
They count their money and they go, oh, I got another coin. I got another coin. I got more money. I got more money. I got more money.
Well, no.
It's nauseating to me, man. I mean, these people nauseate.
And that's why I say to you guys, they have counted the coins when it comes to what they do with these kids, and they're getting a return on their investment from the entities on the other side of the veil, or they wouldn't be doing it. I'm just letting you know that that's their gods they worship. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that you don't have to eat their trash food.
No, you don't.
You don't have to take in smoty cases all of the drugs the doctor's prescribing you. You can go to another doctor and find out what to get off of. Don't come off of prescription drugs by yourself. Make sure another doctor takes you off of those. I'm not telling you to ever stop taking a drug. And the problem with all of this stuff is you sit back and you watch it and you go, well, why don't people listen?
You don't have to watch their perverted movies.
Hmm.
You don't have to go to their perverted schools. You can opt out of a lot of this stuff. You don't have to take their sadistic vaccines that they're linking now to so many side effects now. And RFK Jr. now, I mean, he's just blown the whistle on this thing now for last year. I mean, the more stuff that keeps coming out now, what all this stuff's tied into. I mean, now they've got the doggone American Academy of Pediatrics in a RICO case. Because you've got the same pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccines or the same pharmaceutical companies that buy and make the drugs to treat the side effects from the vaccines that the pediatricians now have continually been in bed with. The whole thing's a racket. And going back to this now to close this article out, it says now where to start When shifting away from ultra-processed foods to improve sleep, focus on incorporating whole foods. Build your meals around protein and healthy fats and vegetables. Listen to this right here. Put it on camera four. I've told so many people this. Stick to shopping the perimeter of the grocery store, where you'll usually find fresh produce, fresh meat, dairy, and less processed foods. The center aisles are typically where the packaged, shelf-stable UPFs tend to live. Better yet, go to your local farmer's market. They have those in Lakeland all the time. Avoid products with long ingredient lists. I tell you that on a regular basis. Cook at home. Prepare meals that give you control of your ingredients. Pack snacks. If you're going out, I do this all the time. You go out somewhere, take some snacks with you. Take some organic food with you. Wherever you like that's good protein, make a protein shake, take it on the go, throw it in a shaker. A lot of times you guys have seen me. I'll take a shaker, and I'll throw two or three scoops of protein in it or GHI in it, and I won't put any water in it, but I always have a gallon of water in my truck. So when I get hungry, I'll fill the shaker up, shake it, drink it, and then move on next whatever I'm doing. I have maybe a protein bar that we sell with some of the creatine in them. Those peanut butter protein bars are great, by the way. They're really good. They give you some energy, too, for a workout. It says choose complex carbs, you know, like oatmeal or sweet potatoes. Stay away from all the ultra-processed carbs like white bread pastries. They said eat out wisely.
Blows my mind people still buy that crap.
It's like I see it. Hydrogenated oil. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's my breakfast. I mean, a Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart, white pastry bread with sugar frosting on top. Well, that's your breakfast. With food coloring. And it says, eat out wisely. This if you're going to go out, make it a meal. So, man, my thing is, if I'm going to go out for a meal, I like it to be a good, enjoyable, healthy, good meal. I can tell exactly what I put in my body right after I eat it when it comes to food. I go to a cheap meal, grab something, and it's got crap food in it, crap ingredients. I feel it. Next day. So if I'm going to spend the money on it, I want to have a nice meal. They say stay hydrated. Processed foods massively displace healthy fluids, to drink plenty of purified water to support restful sleep. And this is one little trick you can do late at night. If you're eating late at night, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to stay in good shape, is eat 2 to 3 to 4 whole eggs before bedtime.
I did that last night. Four.
I do it all the time.
I had 4.
I had 3 last night.
Kept me asleep all night.
Yeah. Now, I don't mean eat it like eat the eggs and then try to lay down 5 minutes later. Eat it about 30 minutes to an hour. Eggs digest really slow. They're the most bioactive protein known to man. They have good, healthy omega-3 fats. So you're taking in supplements and fatty acids that you need. You're taking in protein that you need. And then I'll take like my Total Rest, my magnesium, and a few other things before bed with melatonin. You knock out all night, especially during the Wi-Fi.
That mushroom complex, man.
Yeah, the mushroom complex. I take that usually with dinner, though. That would kind of stink
it really cuts the cortisol down.
It does. That's a huge, huge factor of it. And it's great for your immune system, especially with everything going on right now. So these are some tips, guys. If you're not sleeping good at night, follow these tips on here with your diet. I promise you to make a huge change. And again, I reiterate, turn off your Wi-Fi at night. You know, about 2 years ago, we had Spectrum, which I don't know if you can get into Spectrum with their internet. They brought in a new Wi-Fi system into the office, and they put a new router in my office.
Remember this.
And I said, okay, you know, because I needed faster internet. That's back. It's about 3 years ago because we weren't doing the podcast at the compound yet.
They put it by your chair.
I was doing it in my office still, and they put it by my chair. And, I mean, it was right here. That was where the 5G router was.
3 feet away.
And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. I need good internet because I'm in here, because a lot of times I wouldn't come in until to do the show. And then afterwards, I'd be out and about. Well, I started noticing every time I got off the show, I was extremely fatigued and I was getting tinnitus. I don't really get tinnitus unless I'm shooting all week in the range. And suddenly I'm like, I get off the show and I'm like, gosh, I'm getting a headache. I'm like, I'm fatigued. I feel like I need a nap. And I'm like, I'm not like this. I did it, and about 2 weeks into it, I realized I was fine when I was walking around the office. I was fine if I was outside. If I was fine when I was on the phone somewhere, I was fine at the house. But every time I came to the office to do the show, I got really fatigued afterwards.
You were sitting in a microwave.
And I told the guys, I said, I need you guys to come over today. They said, why? I said, this thing needs to move to the back of the office. I said, we're moving the set to the compound. We're setting up the whole thing. I don't want to hear my office anymore. Sure enough, they moved it there. The next day, I went in there to do my show. No side effects. Got no headaches. Got no tinnitus. Got no fatigue after the show. And that was me being very open and receptive to positives or negatives of it. I did it, experiment on myself, and it was horrible, and I'll never do it again as far as the 5G.
It breaks down pi r squared. In other words, if you're 10 feet away, you're probably going to be 100 times less pressure.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think that's why they make it so strong, so it'll go 100 feet. That's why if you have a big house or a big patio or whatever, you have to put a booster in.
Yeah, boosters.
Because it breaks down. That's why you have to unplug it at night. But, you know, I was thinking about something. I'm going to share this from a spiritual standpoint. You know, the Bible says that, you know, people have preferred the darkness. Jesus said this.
Light's coming to the world.
I'm going to read you this. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he was not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And this is the verdict. Jesus passes the verdict right here. Light has come into the world, but the men prefer the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. That's Epstein. Now, what's funny about this is you also look at the fact that when you realize that people don't want to be exposed, and when they get exposed to Jesus, they recoil because he's the power. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That means Jesus won. Once again, this is John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people and said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then it kind of lays it all out. He goes, and I've mentioned this many times, 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. And even if our gospel is veiled, in other words, people don't see it, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Lucifer, the god of this age, I'm adding that in there, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. In other words, I'm gonna just stay with me for 1 second. I'm gonna give you a little bit of analogy on this. If we know that these people are doing this with Jeffrey Epstein and have done this with him, because he's not dead, don't ever believe that. That they're doing this because they don't have the light in them. They only have the darkness in them. The same thing happens with food. I'm pulling the analogy all the way back to this. If Satan knows something's going to kill you, you know where I'm going with this. He wants you to eat it.
That's true.
And he will blind you so you can't see it.
Ooh, good segue.
He will blind you so you can't see it. I'm going to eat pork every day. He's sitting there laughing his butt off because he said, I'm the one who wanted to go into the herd of swine. Because like likes like, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to kill you. God says, I'm giving you the law here. Don't eat pork. You're going to get all these diseases. Okay? And he says, choose life, not death. It says that at the end of the word in the Old Testament. But they chose to eat the dark stuff, eat the bad stuff. Lucifer does not want you to be healthy. Because a healthy Christian is a powerful force, especially when it comes to prayer and the production of scalar energy from the prayers.
That's the truth.
And we can change the fabric of space-time by praying as healthy Christians. He wants you sick. He wants you on fluoride. He wants you on the Pop-Tarts. He wants you on the vaccines. He wants you on the soda. He wants you doing everything that you can to disable your mind and your body. Because when he does that, he cripples you, and he takes you out of the fight. You have a soldier. Remember what they used to do in World War II? They would shoot the person and then shoot the person to come to get them because it would take 10 to 15 people per person to take care of the person who'd gotten injured. Because they take all those soldiers out by crippling people.
Wound strategy.
They don't kill them. They cripple them for the rest of their lives. But then all of a sudden now you got to send other people to go get them. They get shot. Now they're crippled. And all of a sudden, that's what he's doing with food. That's what he's done with vaccines. That's what he's done with all these darn prescription drugs. Almost said a bad word. Got just a halo. All of this stuff happens all the time. All this stuff happens all the time. They will do it by taking you to a church in which the pastor is preaching Israel and not the word of God. They will do that to you because they will cripple you. And then you go, well, no, I can't say anything about Israel. I'll be cursed. That is complete nonsense. Why don't you read the Epstein files? Goyim, 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 Goyim. Read it. Who do you think's doing this crap? It's the same group that runs the planet. They needed a non-extradition treaty, and they need to rebuild a third temple to bring their God out, Lucifer, who says in Thessalonians that he came out of the third temple and declared himself God. That's who these people are. It's a religion. It's a sex, death, cult religion. And that's what you have to understand. And they want you sick. Why do you think they gave your children 72 vaccines?
There you go.
Why do you think they did that? They knew what was going to happen. They've seen the research. They lie. They lie about everything, and it talks about that in John. And that's what you have to understand. So look at the truth. If you got a preacher who's got an Israeli flag in front of the church and he's running around waving it, it's time to get up and move and go to another church. If you got a preacher in a church who won't give you the books and tell you what people earn in that church, it's time to go somewhere else and get another church. I can't believe you're preaching like this today. I'm telling you, the God of this age has blinded the hearts and the minds of the unbelievers. They cannot see or know the truth. And then it also says, had he known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Why is that? Because he set up a blood covenant that sanctifies us for all of eternity through all of time, space, and they can't come against that because they're scared to death of Jesus. That's why they don't want you talking about him. That's why they bring you all these different religions. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, and we will be victorious in Christ throughout eternity. There you go, Austin.
Good close. I'm arguing on that one, man. You just won that case.
Wow.
Well, in the tying into what you just said, doesn't it make sense, too, if it keeps you sicker and dumbed down and more susceptible to everything that they're throwing at you, that you're going to believe more lies and you're not going to be able to protect your children as much and you're not going to be as aware of what they're being exposed to and what they're watching, and you're going to sit them and put them in front of an iPad or a TV because you feel so bad you don't want to deal with them?
That's exactly right.
I mean, the whole thing goes circular. You got to understand it. It's not just a singular approach. That's the problem with a lot of individuals. And I know our Health Master customers and listeners and 3%ers and family aren't like this. You guys look at the big picture. But one of the things they love to do with the mainstream media, with psychological warfare, is they keep you focused on singular items, singular individual events. They don't want you to look at the entire spider web that's been built around an area. They want you to focus on this one thing. Look at this one thing. Focus on this one thing. I mean, it's funny. You know, you see now how many of these Hollywood stars are involved in all this perversion. And people always put these people on this pedestal. And I'm like, dude, they're the ones involved in this stuff. I mean, you know, they had the Emmys. The Emmys were the perfect, perfect place to bring this stuff out about Epstein and call him everything else. The only thing they were obsessed with was talking about ICE. Talking about ICE. Talking about ICE. Well, they finally never did it during Barack Obama. He had ICE agents doing the same thing. Because you see the people that are involved in it don't want to bring these things up. They want to ignore it. They want to go in different directions. They want to keep people distracted. And that's what they've done now in the mainstream media. That's why you can't believe anything they bring up on there. It's all theater. It's all designed to keep people distracted. That's why, when's the last time, and I brought this up, I said, you want to know why they don't bring up the truth? When was the last time, and during when COVID happened, that you heard any mainstream media outlet bring up vitamin C or D3?
They don't.
Never. Not one time.
Because they're controlled by the evil one. I'm going to read you this. 1 Corinthians 2. Hey, I'm on a preaching touch cycle this morning.
Send it.
No, we speak of the mysteries and hidden wisdom of God, which he destined for our glory before time began. I cover this in Angel Wars. None of the rulers of this age understood it. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Rather, it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. That's the hope we have. They never would have crucified Jesus. But he set up an eternal covenant in his blood because he's an omnipresent being. That's why his sacrifice is for one time and all. We don't need another temple. And you Christians that are supporting a temple fund is blasphemous to God. Jesus did this on the cross to save you and me. And they know what they were doing, they never would have crucified the Son of Glory. It says that in Corinthians, because they know they can't go back in time and change it, because they're not omnipresent like he is. And so he basically has hamstrung them. They don't know what to do. But that's why Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those who may be devoured. But he may not devour you, because you are sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Always remember that. Remember the power and the authority that we have as Christians. It's unbelievable what we could do as Christians. But the Christians have sat on their hands and said, oh, give me another fluoride shot. Oh, let me have some more junk food. Hey, where's my MSG? Hey, I'm on 25 prescription medications. I got to go sleep for 3 days. Oh, yeah, give me some more Xanax. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of it. And you hear it over and over and over. Well, why don't you change your diet? Oh, I don't want to do that. Why not? I don't do that. Why would I stop eating high fructose corn syrup? Why would I stop eating pork? I like pork. I like my BLTs. With all your glyphosate in the bread, with all your sodium nitrite in the pork, with all the poison they're feeding you, yeah, that's why you have heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and that's why you're sick as a dog, and you look 20 years older than you do. And I just said that, didn't I? And I'm not trying to be an ass right now. I'm just telling you that I've had enough of it, because people have believed the lie, they embrace the lie, and they refuse to see the truth, and they don't want the light to come into their life. And it's sad to me. It really, really is. That's why you've got to understand the battle is not against flesh and blood, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Spot on, my friend. Well, this show got completely different than I was going with this
morning.
It's Monday. I was going to bring you guys with health articles, but this stuff was valid and it needed to get brought up today because I'm getting so much top questions on this topic. So, guys, continue to keep up the fight. Be sure to stay up to date on the podcast. Get updates. Put your name, email address in there. We'll send you updates every single day so you can get the podcast right to your email. And also, too, you need anything, we got the best sellers and the Ultimate Multiple Powder on sale, probably one of the best formulas that we have on sale right now for product of the week. Vote for what you want to see win as well next week. But again, stay on top of things. Keep your body, your mind, your soul strong. Keep your body as healthy as you can get right now, because we need it all as far as we can get it. You guys have a fantastic evening. Stay strong and healthy. We'll be back on this show tomorrow as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, because it's all about Jesus.